This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to another great day. In Trump land, coming to you direct from the war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. It really is another great day in Trump land, because even CNN has to admit Trump's approval rating on the economy is the highest number we've ever seen. Folks, I've been banging this drum for 2 years now. 2 years in January, February, March, April. 2 years and 4 months. Trump's the greatest thing to ever happen to the American economy. Trump's the greatest thing to ever happen to the American economy. Trump's the greatest thing to ever happen to the American economy. It's unbelievable what Trump has done for the American economy. It's unbelievable the turnaround from Obama to Trump, just like the turnaround from Jimmy Carter to Reagan, except Jimmy Carter ruined the economy, and it took Reagan 2 years to turn it around. Two horrible years where things were so bad that people thought Reagan was going to go down to a landslide defeat. The economy was so bad. But after 2 years, it turned around, and the next 6 years were the greatest 6 years in the history of the world economy. But Trump took 5 minutes and turned the economy around. 5 minutes. President Trump's approval rating on the economy has soared to an all-time high, according to a new CNN poll released today, Thursday, in the survey. 56% said they approve of the way Trump's handling the economy, compared with 41% of disapproved. 56%, a new high. Here is the Trump card for the president. CNN says 56% of Americans approve how he's handling the economy. This was CNN's political director, David Shalian. He said this is the highest number we've ever seen in CNN polling. That 58%, if you stack it up historically, it's the high water mark in the entirety of the Trump presidency in CNN polling. As you know, he said, James Carville made famous, it's the economy, stupid. We know the sensibility about the economy. Heading into an election matters a ton. And so the methodology wasn't even right. CNN always overpolls Democrats. 33% described themselves Democrats in the poll, 26% Republicans, 41% Independents. Trump wrote on Twitter another poll at Good News as well. Gallup poll, 56% of Americans rate their financial situation as excellent or good, highest number since 2002, up 10 points since 2016. So this is another poll. A majority of Americans, 56%, rate their current financial situation as excellent or good. Only 15% poor. Highest since 2002. Asked about the new numbers, White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney also quoted Carville. You hate to sound like a cliche, but are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Pretty simple, right? It's the economy, stupid. I think that's easy. People will vote for somebody they don't like if they think it's good for them. As Trump's numbers go up, CNN's numbers go down. The liberal network's primetime ratings plunged 26% in April. MSNBC's ratings fell 14%. CNN offered its lowest rated month in viewers since October 2015, 767,000 average primetime viewers. That's it. You know what's interesting? I Wayne Root, as I talk to you on the radio, I'm a TV producer. And I produced a show that ended last year. It was called Sin City Justice. Before that, it was called Las Vegas Law. We changed the name to Sin City Justice. And we got an average of a million viewers an episode. I beat CNN. Can you imagine? Wayne Root beat CNN. Is that amazing? And I always thought, and they canceled the series. You know how hard it is to get a million viewers an episode in a reality show on cable TV? That makes you a huge hit. And they canceled the show, and I always thought it was because of me. I always thought it's because those executives knew Wayne Root is a conservative, and Wayne Root rips Obama to shreds every day, and Wayne Root praises Trump every day, and Wayne Root is for a closed, secure border, and Wayne Root is for the wall, and that must make Wayne Root a racist and a homophobe and a Islamophobe and a terrible person. I guarantee you that's why they canceled my TV show. A million viewers an episode, they canceled it. CNN, the great big CNN, the famous CNN, had 767,000 average primetime viewers. Primetime viewers. And in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic, the most important one that every advertiser craves, it was the network's least watched month since August 2015. And by the way, in primetime, Fox News beat CNN and MSNBC for the 208th month in a row. 208th month in a row. So great news for Donald Trump and great news for all of us that hate and despise CNN, the dumbest network in the world. If you took my show on Newsmax and CNN with this horrible ratings, but Jeff Zucker would never do it. Jeffrey Zucker's a moron, a bonehead. If you ever gave Wayne Root a show, just like he had one point at Glenn Beck was on CNN Headline News. And they've never recovered after they fired Glenn Beck and they put him on Fox News. And he was a big hit on Fox News. CNN Headline News never had anyone watching ever again. If you ever put my Wayne Root show on CNN, I'd have like 3 million viewers a night and I'd be fighting Hannity for first place among all cable news shows. And CNN is so stupid, so liberal, ignorant, and stupid that they don't even understand that. You know, I'm on Newsmax TV. And more people are getting to know us every day. But if you put me on a CNN or a CNN Headline News, I'd have 3 million viewers. I'd be number one fighting with Hannity for number one in all of cable news. How could you be that dumb to not know that, to turn it around? And by the way, as Trump's popularity is up, you think Biden's going to beat him? It's a joke. Sleepy Joe Biden, who I call Creepy Joe Biden, only has a few hundred supporters at a Dubuque, Iowa rally. Fresh off his exciting announcement as Democratic candidate for president, he held a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, and he only had a few hundred supporters at the Grand River Center. A few hundred. No energy at all. And here's the biggest news story of the day, in my opinion. Postmaster warns the United States Postal Service is in a debt spiral. So you're telling me that you want the government to run your health care and you think they'll do a better job than private sector insurance companies, doctors, and hospitals, as bad as it is. And I know it's bad. I know doctors suck. I know hospitals suck. I know insurance companies suck. But I also know marriage sucks. And every single person I know in the whole world who's ever been divorced is remarried. So as lousy as marriage is, there must be nothing better, right? And I know that capitalism sucks, but I know that every other system in the world sucks more. And so nobody's ever found a better system than capitalism, even though it sucks. And so it works this way again and again and again. I know hospitals suck, doctors suck, insurance companies suck, but they suck less than government times 10,000. Government bankrupts everything it touches, and the United States Postal Service is still, for what, like the fifth decade in a row in a debt spiral. United States Postal Service fears we'll run out of cash by 2024 unless major changes are made to the model. They will be unable to remain solvent. They've had dwindling revenues for years, even though they deliver to 1 million new addresses each year. And most of the reason why is private companies such as UPS and FedEx are offering services the post office cannot. Competition will lower the cost, but public services can't compete with private ones because bureaucracy is expensive. And historically, there are just disasters waiting to happen. So the organization has stayed afloat largely by defaulting on $48 billion in mandated payments over the past several years. This isn't Wayne Root talking. This is Megan Brennan, the Postmaster General, talking during hearing by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Given the restraints imposed by law, no set of management actions is sufficient to offset the continuing decline in the use of mail. See, they're not telling the truth. See, the headline is true, that the United States Postal Service is in a debt spiral. But the excuses they're making are a lie. Because if you put the U.S. Postal Service, if you privatized it, put FedEx in charge or UPS in charge, it would be a huge winner. Huge winner. Postal Service is a failure. Guess what? So is every other government agency in the world. Social Security's going broke. Medicare's going broke. Medicaid's going broke. Everything's going broke. Food stamps are going broke. There's not enough money in the world to pay for any government agency or any government program. None. There's no money for any of this. So they just raise taxes and ask for more money, or the country goes further and further in debt. So that's the answer to why government can't run health care. There it is right there. And I'll read you another story when we get back from the break about, well, it's about health care too. And it's another amazing story that nobody ever mentions, that about 1 million employees would lose their jobs if you nationalized health care and made a government run health care. 1 million employees who work for health insurance companies And, you know, independent insurance agents would all lose their jobs. No one ever talks about that. A million people who do major contributions to the American economy. As a matter of fact, I would argue some of the richest people in America are salesmen and saleswomen. And what do you want to sell? Either insurance or real estate or stocks. Those are the three things people sell to make a fortune. Cars are okay, too. Mortgages are okay. But if you want to make big money in this world, you don't take a set paycheck. You go into sales and you work for commission. And one of the greatest ways to work for commission is insurance. And there are lots and lots of people who make $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million, $10 million a year selling insurance, all forms of insurance, including health insurance. You drop them out, knock them out. They'd have no job anymore. Nobody talks about that. Oh, that's healthy for America? Just like no one talks about the middle class being destroyed by Obamacare. They only care about the 20 million who lose it. How about the 90 million who did lose it and had to get new, much more expensive policies that double, triple, quadruple, and more? But a million people would be out of work if you turned our system into government-run health care. And another reason why you can't have government-run health care, the Baltimore mayor resigns as the corruption scandal snowballs. All these people that work for government are thieves. They're crooks. They're no good. 90% of the people who are in management positions of government. Remember, at the end of every show, what do I say? I send my blessings and prayers for policemen to be safe. And I love firemen, too. I love first responders of all kinds. Right? I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the management, the bureaucrats, and the politicians. They're all scum and they're all thieves. Did you see the one in Las Vegas the other day? That's the funniest one ever. He was fired as a politician because he had some sort of mental illness. He was a state assemblyman in Nevada. Now they caught him in a convenience store, like, trying to beat up someone. When the police came, he threatened to murder the cops. These are people that used to be politicians whose goal in life was to control your life and tell you what to do. He threatened to murder cops. He's mentally ill. He looks like a nutcase in the photo. He was a state assemblyman, African American. God knows where he was going to go. Maybe the governor's office. If they had diagnosed his mental illness, he'd probably be the governor of this wonderful liberal state of Nevada. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
War now!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so Wayne Allen Root, War Now. On USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, see the shining sea in the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M. Most caller-friendly show in America. And by the way, today we'll prove it because I want to get your calls in hour number two. I purposely left it empty, no guest, in hour number two because I want to get your calls and hear what you think about these Barr hearings and liberals screaming at Barr and saying terrible things about Barr. I know why they're doing it, because they know Barr's coming after them. Barr's going to indict all of them, and they know it. They got to set the bar, excuse the pun, really low right now, and impugn him and slander him and libel him and make him out to be a bad guy and make him out to be partisan and make him out to be Trump's, you know, agent and manager so that it all appears false when he indicts all of them. Most caller-friendly show in America. Love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. You can always email me, WayneRoot at Gmail. And Twitter, you can find my tweets at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot. You don't think things are going great in Trump land? Hispanic conservatives chant, "Build the wall" in front of the White House. A group of Hispanic supporters of Donald Trump rallied at the White House Thursday to support building the wall. The Texas-based organization, which calls itself Bienvenido, went to Washington, D.C. to lobby for its agenda. In addition to its trip to the White House, the group will attend a meeting with the National Rifle Association, tour the city, lobby lawmakers on Capitol Hill. And they chant, "Build the wall" in front of the White House. Good stuff. Good stuff. Pete Buddha Guy, whatever his name is, some say it's Booty Edge Edge. Can you imagine being named Booty Edge Edge and think you're going to be president of the United States? You know, forget about the fact he's gay. Forget about the fact he has a husband and he wants to have a first husband in the White House. Forget that. Forget about the fact he plays kissy face with his first husband. I don't know if America's going to go for that or not, but I'll tell you, I've never cared about gay. I don't really give a crap. But if your name is Pete Booty Guy Guy, Booty Edge Edge, Pete Butthead, whatever it is, that's the strangest name in history, and you don't go from mayor of South Bend to president of the United States, but he's featured on the Time magazine cover. And the cover reads First Family. Now, first of all, the media sells magazines by doing things like this. It's controversial. It's edgy. It's shocking. It'll get your attention. He's never going to be the president of the United States, and they're not the First Family. I'm sorry. There isn't a First Family of two guys. It's just not true. So it reads First Family, the unlikely, untested, unprecedented campaign of Mayor Pete Booty Guy, Booty Edge Edge, Booty Head, Butt Head, whatever his name is. I couldn't care less that he's gay. I care that he's liberal, pathetically liberal. It's a 4,000 plus word Time magazine article with an antidote for Pete's campaign. When a right-winger dressed as the devil interrupted and heckled the candidate's speech and said, "Pete, you're so smart, Pete. I want the heartland, Pete." The article claims the man in the devil costume is hardly the only right-winger worried about the rise of Mayor Pete. I'm not worried about it. He's not going to win. But I do believe he's probably the most attractive of all the candidates the Democrats have. Because compared to him, Biden is like 180 years old. And Bernie Sanders, like a grumpy 180-year man. So he's probably the best thing they've got. All right. Other news. I mentioned to you that a lot of people would lose their jobs if you had government-issued health care. So Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington said Tuesday 1 million private health insurance workers would get displaced under Medicare for All. 1 million. This is at a town hall at American University. She said 1 million health insurance workers will lose their jobs as a result of her progressive single-payer government-run health care. There are a lot of people who work in the private insurance industry. We have thought very carefully about how we take care of those folks because we think they're important. And so there's about 1 million people we think will get displaced if Medicare for All happens. Now, that's no big deal, you know. The average one probably makes $100,000, $150,000 a year as an insurance salesperson. And so what's the big deal, right? You're just losing tens of billions of dollars in revenues and taxes. Tax man's losing billions. They're going to spend money at restaurants, spend money at movie theaters, spend money on their kids' private schools. What's the big deal, right? No big deal when liberals get what they want. And how about the Democrat who said about abortion? He's a black Democrat. Some kids are all unwanted, so you kill them.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is fully behind the people of Venezuela.
People are starving. They have no food. They have no water. And this was once one of the wealthiest countries in the world. So we wish them well. We'll be there to help.
President Trump speaking at the White House. The president also condemned the brutal regime of President Nicolas Maduro. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to lawmakers about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
As the Attorney General of the United States of America was not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States, that's a crime.
Pelosi also believes the Attorney General is more loyal to President Trump than he is to the American people. And President Trump said that Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from being considered as a nominee for the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, N-E-U-R-I-V-A.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Could speak.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Don't forget, we are on Newsmax TV in hour number three. I call it my power hour because we have the third hour of USA Radio joined by 80 million home strong Newsmax television. We love our Newsmax TV. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity, all those cable channels as well. You can find it on NewsmaxTV.com. If you don't have cable or satellite, NewsmaxTV.com at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. You will find my show streamed live. Or you can go to YouTube and just click on Newsmax TV, and there it is live at 8 o'clock Eastern. It also repeats the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Or you can go to Roku as well. But if you're not getting it on cable and you have cable and you want it on cable, call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and tell them you want your Newsmax TV on your local cable channel and you have other TV options like Dish or DirecTV. So encourage them to make you happy. Like right here in Vegas, if you are on Cox Cable, you don't get Newsmax TV or the Wayne Allen Root Show, call them, 844-500-6397. Ask them to connect you to your local cable carrier like Cox Cable, and they will connect you, Newsmax TV will, and it'll all be free. And you get in a great shot for Wayne Allen Root. Thank you. So we told you there were going to be indictments coming soon. Mark Meadows refers Nellie Orr to the DOJ for investigation. He's accusing Orr of lying about her work with Fusion and her contacts with the Steele dossier. The Republican pointed to Orr's claim in her interview she would not have any knowledge of what was going on in an ongoing investigation of the Justice Department, and she didn't have any knowledge of the Department of Justice investigations on Russia. Orr denied she provided information from her research into Russian organized crime figures and Donald Trump to anyone outside of Fusion GPS, her husband, or Steele, who is a former MI6 officer. However, documents reviewed by our committee raises concerns Mrs. Orr not only had knowledge of an ongoing DOJ investigation, but that she shared information and research on Russian organized crime to assist DOJ in direct contradiction with her testimony. So there will be an indictment of Nellie Orr soon. And a new reveal today, and by the way, phone-in number, 833-WAR-TALK. I had it backwards. We actually have a guest in hour number two, the great Megan Barth. It's in hour number one, this hour, that I am free. I knew I left an hour open. I asked Andrew Paul, my producer, to leave an hour open and take calls. It's this hour. So you can call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you. But a new reveal. The FBI said a woman is a spy on Trump's campaign overseas. We've told you before, the Inspector General's reporting is coming soon. It must be coming very soon because someone is leaking like a sieve to the New York Times. It just reported on a woman who was sent to spy on the Trump campaign overseas in 2016. I'm telling you, this all goes back to Obama. It all goes back to Obama. Who do you think ordered the woman to be sent to spy on the Trump campaign overseas or otherwise? Come on. If this is true, this is great news in Trump land. Trump administration is going to give Border Patrol agents the authority to decide asylum claims on the spot. Wow. From the WashingtonExaminer.com, the Department of Homeland Security is racing to implement a plan that would give federal law enforcement on the border the authority to conduct interviews with asylum seekers who fear returning to their home countries. Under the pending procedural change, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services officers would train Border Patrol agents on the southern border how to conduct credible fear interviews, which immigrants must pass to go on to claim asylum. Agents would conduct the interviews shortly after apprehending people who have illegally crossed from Mexico to the USA. The proposal has some downsides. For instance, there likely would be fewer Border Patrol agents performing law enforcement duties while undergoing training. But that would be offset by an overall decline of undocumented immigrants seeking refuge in the USA. If that gets rolled out and we actually start deporting people within a timely manner, you're going to see numbers drop exponentially, the official said. That's part of the request for emergency funds sent to Congress. It includes $23 million to train Border Patrol agents to conduct their own asylum interviews instead of trained asylum officers. Good stuff. Good stuff. Love it. If it's true, love it. If it's going to happen, love it. If it isn't going to wind up in a lawsuit and tied up for years in the courts and rejected, of course, by that wonderful court in San Francisco, it'll wind its way to the Supreme Court. We'll see. We'll win it there, but who knows how long that takes. But I mentioned as we were going to the break, a Democrat said about abortion, some kids were unwanted, so you kill them now or you kill them later. You bring them into the world unwanted, unloved. You send them to the electric chair, Rogers continued. Rogers, who is this guy? From Montgomery, Alabama, I think. You kill them now or you kill them later. U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne tweeted, the Alabama State House overwhelmingly approved a measure Tuesday that would ban most abortions in the state. Lawmakers in the House voted 74-3 to approve the legislation after most Democrats walked out of the chamber refusing to vote. Rogers chastised his colleagues for the decision to walk out of the chamber. When you're opposed to something, stand there and fight it. I'm not leaving and walking out. I'm not scared of a fight. Rogers added, I may bring a bill to force all men to have vasectomies. That would end this whole debate. Then there would be no more abortions and eventually no more votes. I don't know where the guy said what he said about abortion. That's funny when you see a headline like that, and then the article doesn't mention who said that. The heart of the bill is to confront a decision that was made by the courts in 73. It said a baby in a womb is not a person, said Republican State Representative Terry Collins. She added that while such a bill will likely be struck down by lower courts, the goal is to get to the Supreme Court. So I guess in response to that, it's a picture of a African-American gentleman. I assume he's a Democrat. I assume he's the guy who said, Democrat about abortion says some kids are unwanted, so you kill them now or you kill them later. But the article doesn't tell you who he is or when he said it or what the context was, I guess, in the middle of the Alabama debate over abortion. And if this doesn't get you mad, nothing will. Chelsea Clinton, making millions of dollars a year by hardly working, the report says. Chelsea Clinton once made $600,000 a year to produce a few feel-good pieces for NBC News, where she was a, quote, special correspondent, unquote. Somehow the 39-year-old has amassed a huge fortune and now lives in a $10 million luxury fortress in Manhattan. So the Daily Mail decided to look at the former first daughter's income, and what they found was fascinating. She took home just over $600,000 last year for her work as director on the boards of AIC and Expedia. Can you imagine? Chelsea Clinton, because you're the daughter of the former corrupt president and the corrupt Secretary of State, lost for president, you get $600,000 a year for appearing on two boards. You go to four meetings a year, and you're such a genius. You've never been in business in your life, and you're on two boards, and you make $600,000 a year. Here it is. The IAC board met six times last year. Some members of the Expedia board were only obligated to attend two meetings last year. I said they probably combined met eight times, right? Each one four. So there it is, six in one, two in the other. Both companies headed up by the family's good friend Barry Diller, the billionaire businessman and longtime partner of designer Diane von Furstenberg, who's often spotted attending Broadway shows with Chelsea and her parents. When they say Barry Diller's the partner of Diane von Furstenberg, I think they mean the business partner, because Barry Diller's gay. He can't be the partner, as in lover, of Diane von Furstenberg. And IEC is a holding company that owns more than 150 brands in 100 countries, mostly in the media and the internet, headquartered in New York City. Expedia is an international travel website. The latest compensation packages also reveal Chelsea will soon own just over $400,000 of Expedia stock and shares in IAC. They add up to an astonishing $6.3 million. $6.3 million. Serving on boards is a way to quick cash. Very little work involved. Often the company wants a big name on the roster. It's hard to imagine what Expedia or IAC thinks Clinton's expertise is, but hey, they can pay whatever they want. This is America. Still, it's hilarious that Chelsea is the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton, who both spent their political careers railing against the 1%. Can you imagine what BS this is? She also serves as vice chair of the Clinton Foundation, the massive nonprofit set up by her parents that has been the subject of several federal probes. There, according to her Expedia biography, her work emphasizes improving global and domestic health, creating service opportunities, and empowering the next generation of leaders. And Chelsea lives like a modern-day queen. The Mail reported in 2013, Chelsea Clinton's new $10 million pad is New York's longest apartment, stretching an entire block from 26th Street to 27th Street off Madison Avenue. Described as a luxury fortress with one full-time doorman to the horizontal building's four units, it takes 30 seconds to walk the 250-foot hallway. The former first daughter, 33 years old, bought the four-bedroom, 5,000-square-foot apartment with her husband, Mark Mazinski, 35, after putting the nearby $4 million pad on the market. Her net worth is estimated at $15 million. What has Chelsea Clinton ever done to be worth $15 million? They'll be born to the Clintons. That's it. And here's another Ilhan Omar story. Venezuela's had 20 years of socialist economics. The people are starving. Inflation's at 1.3 million percent. You heard me right. In America, inflation is running at like 1%. It's at 1.3 million percent. The economy is collapsed, and people are eating from dumps and garbage cans, and they're drinking sewage water. Over 3.4 Venezuelans are seeking refuge abroad. But before that, they had one of the most successful economies in Latin America. And then Hugo Chavez was elected to office and implemented his socialist policies. But on Wednesday, yesterday, Democratic mouthpiece Representative Ilhan Omar blamed the United States for the crisis. She told Democracy Now! That the USA led the devastation in the socialist country and is bullying Maduro, the man who starves, butchers, shoots, and runs over his own people. There you have it. That's all you need to know about Ilhan Omar. Terrible, terrible people who hate the United States of America. A good article, if it's true. John Brennan is about to be indicted for a plot against Trump. Prepare for violence, says a former CIA officer. Interesting. Another former CIA officer says, arm yourself. Violence by the left will worsen in the next 2 years. And finally, we get back. One more story you got to hear. An admitted child rapist gets no jail while a cancer patient faces years in prison for using cannabis. Can you imagine? Rapist, no jail. Cancer patient, years in jail for smoking pot, which probably lessens their pain. See, that's where I become very liberal. I couldn't care less. If you have cancer, if your mom or dad has cancer, you're going to stop them from either smoking or ingesting cannabis that might reduce the pain or does reduce the pain? That makes them criminals. They should face years in jail while they're dying of cancer? Really? What a country. Sometimes I just shake my head. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at LowesForPros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root of War Now. Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this segment of the show. Not much for me to say other than the fact that I had kidney stones and they took great care of me and I had to pay the deductible, which was only $2,500. It wasn't $10,000 like it was when I had health insurance for that, and it was $2,500. I paid it, and guess what? They paid all the rest of the surgery. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Then we get to the premiums. I saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two. It's now year three. I'll save another $18,000 this year. That's $54,000 I saved over 3 years. And, man, if I had regular health insurance, I'm sure that the surgery would have cost me at least a $10,000 deductible, if not more. And instead, it cost me $2,500. So thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. They are the greatest. They give you, I think it's three visits per year that are considered, I forgot the word they use. But, the reason that they did not charge me is they say it's good for you to go to that doctor and have that visit. So I had three of those visits. I went to three doctors, and I expected to get a bill, a copay, and all three, and there was zero. So that's just amazing. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, for sponsoring the show. Wellness visits. That's the word I was looking for. You know, when you get to be 57 years old like I am, and you have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of files stuffed into your brain, it just comes up slowly, and the files just open up slowly while you're talking, and all of a sudden it pops out. Wellness visit. You know, you go to a doctor, and it's called a wellness visit, because they think if you do that three times a year, and they're willing to pay for it, it'll be less health care bills in the long run. Great philosophy by Liberty HealthShare. I love it. So the DOJ, Department of Justice, the Donald Trump Department of Justice, has laid out the case for striking down Obamacare in its entirety. The Trump administration has laid out its arguments against the constitutionality of Obamacare as it prepares an all-out assault in the courts that could bring a final Supreme Court ruling during the middle of election season next spring. Can you imagine? Filed with the conservative Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt unfurled the administration's new position, which holds the entirety of the law as unconstitutional. Upon further consideration and review of the district court's opinion, it is the position of the United States that the balance of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is inseverable and must be struck down. and that the fine on the uninsured works part and parcel with the other health insurance reforms in the ACA. So they're striking down on that principle. The brief is effectively a bid to affirm a December decision by U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor that would have struck down the law if it weren't for an appeal. Case is widely expected to go all the way to the Supreme Court. What would Obamacare's second trip to the highest court in the nation look like? In his ruling, O'Connor determined when Congress struck down the individual mandate last year, it effectively nullified the Supreme Court's rationale for deeming the law constitutional. His decision sided with Republican state officials who filed the challenge, and then it was appealed by Democrat attorney generals. According to the Washington Examiner, if all of Obamacare were declared unconstitutional, then other provisions in the health care law would be undone, like the expansion of Medicare, cuts to drug prices in Medicaid, and a rule allowing adult children to remain in their parents' plans to the age of 26. So what? You're scaring people. Do you know what happens then? Then the Republicans come up with an alternative that includes some of that, including anything that a Republican comes up with, including Wainwright, would include keeping your kids on to the age of 26. Anything we come up with would include that. Here's important news you really, really, really need to know. Facebook blacklists prominent conservatives, including Paul Joseph Watson and Laura Loomer. Facebook has banned multiple conservative personalities, both Facebook and Instagram, including InfoWars host Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, and Milo Yiannopoulos. The Atlantic reports Instagram and its parent company Facebook has banned a number of conservative personalities from its platforms. Paul Joseph Watson confirmed his ban, claiming he's not broken Facebook's rules and commenting, in an authoritarian society controlled by a handful of Silicon Valley giants, all dissent must be purged. InfoWars has faced the strictest treatment with Facebook and Instagram, promising to remove any InfoWars-related content posted by another account or page. It includes videos, radio segments, articles. Any groups related to the banned figures or Facebook events promoting them will be removed, according to Facebook spokesman. All the individuals related to the pages have had their personal accounts banned also. That includes Farrakhan, Jones, Loomer, Watson, Yiannopoulos. In an email to The Atlantic, a Facebook spokesman stated, "We've always banned individuals or organizations that promote or engage in violence and hate, regardless of ideology. The process for evaluating potential violators is extensive, and it's what led us to our decision to remove these accounts today." Do you understand? They're coming for you next. They don't want conservatives on Facebook. They don't want conservatives on Facebook. And that is scary, man. That is really scary. And there's so many more coming. This institute, the Poynter Institute, wants 515 outlets blacklisted, including Breitbart News. Polliner Institute claims on its About page it champions freedom of expression, yet on another page, Poynter published a list of 515 media sites, including Breitbart News, it wants blacklisted and shut down. It calls this a list of unreliable news sites and is openly calling for advertisers to stop sponsoring these sites, to pull their sponsorship, to put their sites out of business. It's just total, complete Joe McCarthy blacklisting, right? Straight up McCarthyism. It's a blacklist crusade. And I tried to tell conservatives that you got to do it back to them. If they're going to do it, you got to do it. Put the heat on them. You got to call up every company that advertises on Rachel Maddow's show. And on every show on CNN for that matters, and on every show on MSNBC for that matters, and you got to go after all their advertisers. It's the only way to make them stop and bring them to their knees and reevaluate this and stop doing this. Blacklisting.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.